After months of negotiations with film and television producers, the union that represents writers has called a strike. Here's Patrick Verrone, president of the Writers Guild of America's Western branch, at a news conference today.
Although the industry's pie is continually growing, our share continues to shrink. Rather than address our members' primary concerns, the studios made it clear that they would rather shut down this town than reach a fair and reasonable deal.
Patrick Verrone says Writers Guild members will stop writing and start picketing on Monday. And NPR's Kim Masters joins us now. Kim, what any response yet from the producers about this strike announcement?
Yes, the Nick Counter, the president of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, issued a brief statement saying that the Writers Guild state press conference was, quote, full of falsehoods, misstatements, and inaccuracies. So the rhetoric is as hot as ever.
And we heard Patrick Verrone talking about the share of the industry pie. What are the points of contention here?
Well, there are many things on the table, but the main point here is how much the writers will get when their work is downloaded on the internet and watched on new technologies. They have an old deal for DVD revenues that they have never been happy with. They are asking for more, and they want that to be extended to the release of their work on the internet.
Let's talk about the effects for TV viewers, say. What about scripted shows on TV? How long can they keep going without writers?
Well, some of them have gotten some extra scripts and have stockpiled some extra episodes, so they could go for a few weeks. Of course, if you're running one of these shows, a lot of these people are writer-producers, and they'll be in the position of possibly shooting a script that they wrote and yet not being able to make changes if they find that a scene that they crafted and thought was brilliant isn't actually working. So they are in a very odd position of having to sort of stop. And they have a whole bunch of them from shows as diverse as Grey's Anatomy, 30 Rock, CSI, have all signed a statement that they published in Variety, in the trade paper Variety yesterday, saying that they are taking this really seriously and that even though they're producers of these shows, there will be no writing.
And what about late-night comedy shows? I mean, The Tonight
Those will
Show,
be the first
Colbert
to go.
Report, all of
yeah.
that.
Those will be the first to go down. I mean, unless Dave Letterman wants to improvise the top 10, those shows will probably be in repeats right away, mm-hmm. starting Monday night.
Kim, what else? What other shows would there be shows that might be canceled because of the strike?
Yeah, there will be quite a number of shows that are sort of what they call on the bubble in the industry, shows that are very expensive to produce, perhaps, and are not doing that well, especially new shows. This might be a good excuse for the studios to say, hey, it's not so much that we failed, it's just that we had this strike and the show that was struggling to build an audience and probably would have didn't. So those are shows like maybe K-ville or possibly even a big high-profile show like Bionic Woman, which has been struggling. Those shows could be in jeopardy.
Kim, the last time there was a writer's walkout, it was in 1988, and I think they were out, what, for 22 weeks?
They were out for about 5 months, yeah.
How strong is the writer's position this time along? How long do you think this could last?
No one really knows. I mean, you know, they will start picketing Monday, and the Teamsters have said that they can't officially endorse this strike, but they have said that they will encourage members not to cross picket lines. And while it may take a while to feel the effects of a writer's strike, the Teamsters can make their presence felt their absence felt almost immediately.
Okay, Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Kim Masters at NPR West.